You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Scott Clough, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in the Western Cape of the Republic of South Africa. Lots of stuff coming out this week. Today specifically, we've had Motus, Woolies, Cash Build, Discovery trading update, Rand Gold Interims, that's probably not one that you look at, but lots of things over the last couple of days and since we last spoke last Wednesday. What has struck you since we last spoke? Is there anything that's really stood out and said, goodness me, I didn't realise that was going to happen, or goodness me, I really don't want to own this share anymore? Tell me more.
Yeah, I think most of the companies just mentioned guided well. So I mean, we're expecting you know, some of these results, and none of them really major surprises. I mean, I'll run in 2 or 3 minutes time. I'll run through just high level or low level, you know, rundown through all of them. But
yeah,
I think you know, volatility has really been the one thing that stood out. I mean, you literally have four seasons in one day in a market. I'm not just talking about JSE. I'm talking about, you know, world market is really in shambles currently. We saw the euro inflation rate coming out today, still not under control, still north of the 9%, and a bit of a miss if you know, really be, you know, specific. You know, expected 9%, came out 9.1%. So clearly the inflation bug is not under control yet. We know that it's a base effect. We've seen a very, very interesting graph today, and that's the Germany 1 year ahead power price graph. And yeah, don't ask me how they actually get an expected power graph. We've seen what Germany's power prices or electricity prices look like over the past few months, and it looks like a massive Dubai skyscraper. But they tend to think that is under control. They see, you know, this the electricity prices really coming back dramatically and basically coming back below the levels that we've seen there in let's call it 2000 or earlier. But okay,
I don't know how they come up with that sort of prediction.
No,
but anyway,
not at all.
You carry on. I can't see it, quite honestly. Not maybe in 2 years' time when fossil fuels are replaced, not 2 years' time, 5 years' time, when fossil fuels are replaced by renewables like this wind farm, which has just been opened on in the North Sea, which is four times the size of the city of Manchester. But it's not going to be overnight. I can't see anything but higher prices for energy. Am I wrong?
No, I can't see that either. No, I'm 100% behind you on that one. I do think there's a lot of speculation, you know, around that. We know, you know, a lot of things need to come down. We need to look at a massive drop in coal prices. We need your oil to dramatically. And today is maybe a better day with slight retracement in your oil, but you need to see that substantially coming down. And natural gas is the same story. So, yeah, I don't know. Lindsay, I mean, looking at the inflation data that came out today, I don't think that it's clearly not under control. They did mention there that excluding energy, inflation increased by 5.8% from July's 5.4 level. So clearly the knock on effect, you know, from food and those kind of things is still very much. I had an interesting conversation with a client of mine today, and they actually produce these, or you create these little. What do you call it? Yarns or nylon strings that you find in socks. It's basically the material they made these bendable, movable socks. And I just asked him and said, you know, inflation, you know, what's the effect of the knock-on effect inflation? He says it's got two things. You know, firstly, they've, you know, previously sort of looked at prices, you know, from some of the producer or clients that they, or which the clients are, they look at price, not fixing some of the expenses 1 year in advance. That's now changed to 6 months. And they just had a call from one of the biggest suppliers, and they literally kicked up the prices by 23%. I mean, we're not talking about 1, 2, 3, or 5%. We're talking about massive, massive increases. They said the second thing, you know, previously they looked at staff increases of, let's call it once a year. They now need to look at that pretty much four times a year. And I know that's maybe a bit of excessive, but they said the people just literally come to them and say, well, we can't work for these type of salaries anymore. We need increases because otherwise...
Look at as you say, I mean, it's strike season in the UK, whether it be postal workers, which have now gone on strike. It's been railway employees going on strike, and there'll be nurses and there'll be teachers and everybody else going on strike as well. And I understand why, because inflation is at 10%, let's call it, in the United Kingdom, and they're being offered 5%. So essentially, in real terms, they're losing their 5%. But on the other hand, I think it's a short-term measure. And yep, if the government or the finance minister could sit down with the unions and say, yes, we understand, and maybe we can give you a short-term booster with a once-off payment, but eventually it's going to come down again. And when it goes down to 2%, are you going to give us the money back? I know it sounds terribly sort of Trump-like capitalism, but on the other hand, it is a reality. I'm rambling a bit here, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I mean, this is the harsh reality. This is what we're in. And to call this, not to get back to Germany's expected electricity prices, but I'm going to look at, you know, to currently forecast and say, well, it's fine. Inflation will be, you know, something in the past in a year's time. I think that's short-sighted. I really think we it might get a bit darker before it gets a bit lighter currently. We still need to see the base effect on Eurozone. So clearly that's not been there. So yeah, to get back to the companies, I think let's take it from the top. You know, I've got the top of my list.
Woolies.
Discovery today.
Yeah, oh, Discovery, okay, the trading update, yeah.
Trading update, yes. Trading update came out, you know, it just shows you again, just sometimes you need to read a bit further than just literally the sense. Because the sense sounded fantastic, and I'm going to read this. HEPS.
Please do.
Headline-based. The headline earnings per share basic is expected to be between 70% and 80% higher. That's between 7.73 and 8.18.5 compared to the reported HEPS basic of 4.54.7 for the previous period. And I think anybody that's read this, you know, originally before they actually looked at the share price would have thought, wow, this is crazy. This is fantastic. But then you just look a bit further, you know, it's from higher levels. There was, in the previous years, there was some impairments. But bottom line is, consensus expected R9.36. So this is not just not reaching, you know, even close to R9.36. Even if they're the upper band, we're looking at eight rand, you know, let's call it R8.19. That's quite a substantial miss, and the share price was hammered today, 4.2% down. So they did mention that Discovery Insure was severely impacted by adverse weather, notably flooding in KwaZulu-Natal. So, yeah, we've seen that coming through from Santam as well, some of these short-term insurance. So there's a definite trend there. Cash bill, just quickly going to run over that. Clearly people is not not doing their homework anymore. They're not sitting at home. They're not working remotely anymore. So all let's call it good things they were doing in lockdown. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Not there. Headline earnings per share decreased 33%, you know, from the previous year. The board declared a dividend of R6.77. Remember the previous year, that dividend wasn't R6.77. It was actually R22.11. So that quite a sharp decrease in the dividend. So they, management just said, you know, they expect trading conditions to remain really challenging. And again, I mean, we can go back towards the inflation back, because a lot of this cash built products that they actually offer is highly, highly, highly sensitive, you know, towards inflation. And naturally, you know, if the consumers or the clients actually earn less, with interest rates being high, your income is going to be under pressure, and naturally your expense is going to be under immense pressure with inflation being higher. Willis, you mentioned it. I mean, we did talk about this exactly a week ago when they had the trading update. Let's not look at that again. I mean, headline earnings per share actually came out just shy of 3 rand 99. It's up 6.5%. That's a slight beat. Consensus was around about 3 rand 58. That's very, very good. But again, when you drill through, I mean, we've had this conversation, you know, many times, the fashion and beauty and home, you know, sales grew 5.4%. Woolies food, 4.2%. Country Roads started to pick up a little bit, 3.1%. But yes, the big boo-boo every single time they report, David Jones down 2.6%. So, yeah, not good. But I think the market really, really liked it. I saw a report come out from JP Morgan. I can't remember the call if it was yesterday or the day before, but they're quite upbeat on Woolies, and they've actually got an overweight on the company. But I think the thing that actually pushed the needle today, because Woolies share price up 4.8% today, I think what pushed the needle was the market really liked the dividend. The dividend increased by 126%, basically to 1.49 from previous year of 66 cents. People love their dividends, and I think that's the main reason why we've seen that. Again, you know, Aspen, not a big Aspen follow, but also another company that got it last week. They issued a trading statement. Yeah, here we go. It was the 17th of August, where they already guided that that HEPS will be anything between 20 and 25% higher. Came in 24% higher, so in the upper band. Definitely looking good. Also, dividends increased by 24% to 3.26 rand. And I think some good news there. Aspen just said they concluded the 10-year deal with Serum Institute of India, where the local company will manufacture and market and distribute 4 routine, you know, vaccines in Africa under its own brand. So, good to give some positive news on Aspen. I know this company, you know, I think two years ago, has been under real and serious pressure, looking very good. And then finally, Motus. I mean, again, another company which we've covered extensively. Bit of a pullback on the share price today. You know, 4 rand.
It was down around about a percent on the opening. I haven't watched it since then because it's not one on my radar. But what do you think of it? Do you own it first of all at PSG Wealth?
No, I don't. I don't. It's one of those companies where I often regretted not owning it, because I mean, clearly it's had a wonderful year. If you look at the graph over the past 12 months, it's really had a massive recovery. Maybe I can pull it up, because I think that's maybe when you look at the share price, let's call it about a year ago, September last year, was trading around about the, let's call it 27-28 rand levels. You know, today, even after the massive pullback, closed at 116 rand. So definitely three bagger. I mean, great performance for the people that had it. But I think when you drill through it, you know, revenue up 5%. I mean, a lot of things were you know, guided. HEPS came out, 72% higher, 20 rand 25. They did guide on the 22nd of August, saying that HEPS will be between 19 rand 80 and 20 rand 40, you know, higher. So it also again in the upper band. But I think, you know, we've seen the movement when they brought out that trading statement on the 22nd of August. We've already seen the share price really reacted to the positive news. And I think today is sort of that, you know, buy on rumor, sell on fact. Yeah, I think the facts are out, and I think there's a bit of profit taking, because they do see that the recovery in the automotive and car rental sectors. They do see that as having a great time, and maybe things, you know, will be a little bit tougher when you look at vehicle volumes in time to come. Higher interest rates, again, costs, etc., etc. Same story, very similar story. Yeah, I'm going to do it finally. I said finally, but Marion Roberts, I mean, it's also I mean, just when you think that they sort of, you know, got this thing back on track, results didn't look good. Revenue increased by 37%. People expected more. You know, the trading statement they had, which guided on the 25th of August, was between 57 and 59 cents. And it came out at 58 cents. So bang in the middle between the two. Net debt, I think that's a thing that really stood out for me. Net debt increased by 57%. And for listeners out there, you know, when you're sitting in a high interest rate environment, that's the type of things where what you don't want to see. You don't want to see these companies. I know they were busy, and their books are looking to fill up a little bit more. But you know, sitting with a net debt scenario, 1.1 billion. I don't know about the market cap, but it's it's quite a movement in the north side in terms of debt levels. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, markets.
Never mind markets. Let me give you the markets. So actually, it's my turn now because you've been very excited about what's been going on, and quite rightly so because there's so much going on. I was going to ask you about what you think about the change, the big change. It's almost like the market is going through a menopause, a male menopause, a female menopause. I don't know, but that's not for this conversation. I'm going to get together a round table where we will talk about that, because change is either very positive or very negative. And I think for you, Skalk, it's a very positive thing because you're a positive person. But that's for another conversation. Let's have a look at the spot prices at the moment, and as always, start with the currencies. Where the dollar rand is 17.05, the British pound against the rand is 19.84, the euro rand is 17.15. Euro dollar, that's above par again. It's par 61, which means 1.0061 is what a euro will buy you in US dollar terms. And the British pound against the US dollar is 116.35, which is a 0.5% fall for the pound. Pound under extreme pressure at the moment. The gold price, Skalk, close your ears on this one, because it's $17.20, down $18 an ounce. The platinum price is down 23 to $8.31, and the palladium price is down 14 to $2,065. More importantly, in my opinion anyway, is the energy complex, where Brent crude oil, $96.70 per barrel, down 2.6%. West Texas crude is down just nearly 1% to $90.86. And across the board, commodities coming down. A little bit of a rally in wheat, up a percent. Iron ore, though, down this morning by 3.8%. So things, lots of things going on, lots of moving parts. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield is 3.11%. The South African 10-year bond yield, it's under big pressure. The yield going up by 11 basis points to 10.44%. And Bitcoin, if you're interested, 20,130, which is up nearly 2%. S&P 500 futures, Skalk will give us the live Wall Street in a moment. But S&P 500 futures, they don't want to go up. They're only down slightly by 0.2%, 39.80. And, of course, people looking forward to the August jobs report on Friday. But still, there's definitely a sell the rally mood, Skalk.
Yeah, and a definite migration still. I mean, we've had this conversation in the beginning of the year where we said, well, you know, would this finally be the reversion? And when I say the reversion, it's when I talk about, you know, your typical value stocks, lower PE, lower price, because those value stocks, you know, being a little bit more resilient towards this volatile, or let's call it negative, periods compared to growth. And we've seen, you know, since the beginning of the year, really a sharp recovery, slight pullback, let's call it a few weeks ago, where people were saying, maybe, you know, the Fed will take their foot off the accelerator, and, you know, maybe these growth stocks are overdone now, maybe we should get back in. That's your typical, let's call it bull trap environment. And I've seen a clear movement again over the past, let's call it five trading days, your value stocks definitely being a little bit more resilient. Today is no different.
Yeah, it makes me slightly nervous. Anyway, give us the JSC closing indices, if you would, with the value traded and then also the live Wall Street skulk. Away you go.
So the JSE today, it closed at 67,257 points. That was down 95 basis points. Okay. The resources were down 90 basis points. Industrials down only 15 basis points. And financials down 2.7%. So massive wow. Decrease there. Mm. Value traded, I thought that wasn't too bad. I mean, a value traded of today just shy. I mean, literally, you know, 25.97 billion traded today. So, you know, it sort of broke the camel's back. I mean, we've seen the previous 5 days, all 5 days, trading volume below the 20 billion mark. Today, just shy of 26 billion. So that's looking
very good.
And when we look at
just before you go on, because it's the last day of the month? Is that it? I mean,
yeah,
I'm not saying window dressing, but is it because of the calendar, 31st?
No, you can call it window dressing. I mean, we know it's most probably not a normal day trade. I think there is maybe a few investments that need to be aligned, and therefore, you know, there is some trading usually, you know, on the last day of a month, and specifically last day of the quarter. We know, you know, your futures closeouts, those type of days as well, you know, tend to bring a little bit more volume. Again, today, no different. US are looking kind of, I don't know. It's the one moment, kind of when we started this podcast, you know, I would have told you, wow. I mean, I think we off to a better day, maybe a bit of a recovery. You know, your tech stocks might rebound. We've seen the oil drop. Maybe that's a better environment. But S&P 500 now flat, going into a slight red environment, similar to NASDAQ and Dow Jones currently also down 14 basis points. So let's see how that goes. It seems like the US not sure if they want to end this day positive or negative. Definitely not the volume that we've seen, you know, locally compared. But as I mentioned, we still got a few hours left of trading days. So let's see how the US closed later today.
Skulk, thanks so much for your insights. That's Skulk Lowe from PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.